Alhamdulillah, yeah. Alhamdulillah, how are you guys feeling? Nice and warm? MashaAllah. Is your heart warm? That's what's important, to have a warm heart. Your heart is cold. After this lecture, inshallah ta'ala, your heart will be warm. That's true. That's true. Oh, subhanAllah. There you go. There you go. Just let me know when you're ready. Right, inshallah. Good. All right, inshallah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma yanfa'una bima 'allamtana wa 'allimna yanfa'una wa zidna ilman ya karim ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma nas'aluka bil ilmin nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa li kulli da'in. Alhamdulillah, we're here tonight, Friday, November 7th. 6666. I actually messed it up. November 7th, alhamdulillah, we're here at the masjid, our first program in this area here since the whole COVID-19 lockdown. And those who are at home on Zoom or Facebook or YouTube, welcome. May Allah bless you guys for being here. And then we have this massive audience here, mashallah, that it is, there's rows and rows of people here and malaika that are here. And so, mashallah, the angels are filling up these tents. And it's a sold-out crowd, mashallah. And so the program tonight, MYG, Muslim Youth Group, are doing the program, How to Come Back to Faith, or you could say, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after making mistakes, after doing something wrong, after maybe committing a sin. How do you do that? And especially as youth and so forth and others, and just adults in general, when someone does something wrong, obviously if you have a heart that's awake, you're going to feel a little bit depressed. You're going to feel maybe unworthy sometimes. You're going to feel like unholy, unreligious. That how can I go and stand on my prayer rug and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after what I just had this long argument with my mom, my dad, or after I just watched this video, or after I just, you know, listened to this type of music, or did have this relationship with somebody, etc. So the thing is that's what we want to address today and kind of go over, right? And so that's why, inshallah ta'ala, we want to go over that and trying to see, inshallah ta'ala, what we could do and how to make sure that we make tawbah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to do that and fight all these other things that come into our mind during that time. The first thing, before we even talk about when you do something wrong and how to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, we have to understand ourselves, us as human beings, okay? And what is our nature? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all different things, right? We have animals, we have humans, obviously we have angels, there's something called the jinn, etc. All these different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Now what we have to do in terms of understanding ourselves and in terms of us, in terms of the sin that we commit, that we have to understand us as humans, we are prone to end up committing mistakes. And if we didn't commit mistakes, we would be who? Mr. Perfect, or the malaika, the angels, if you will. That will never happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels, and what could the angels do? They only could do good. They can't do sin. All they do is wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, do this, do that, go here, go there. And yes, exactly. And so what happens is that's all the angels do is to listen to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't commit any wrong. But us as humans, that inshallah, we could strive to do good, but are we going to fail sometimes? Of course, 100%. Why are we going to fail every now and then? Why are we going to make mistakes every now and then? Is to understand our nature. And what is our nature? Is that us as humans, we have something called free will. The angels don't have free will. All they could do is only do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them. But to us as humans, since we have free will, we have what's free will? Options to do this or that, to go here or go there, to pray or not pray. And as a byproduct of free will comes what? Sin. Comes as doing something, maybe you pick a choice that's not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most likely that's going to end up happening every now and then. We're going to try to curb it and hopefully not have that happen. But one thing the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, he said, "Kulli bani Adam khatta, wa khayru khatta'in at-tawwabun." The Prophet ﷺ says that all of human beings, that's all of us in this room here, or this tent, myself, the greatest of scholars and the worst of people, are going to make mistakes. Humans are going to make mistakes. 100%. And but the Prophet said, the best of those that make mistakes are what? Those that repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And that's the thing. We're all going to make mistakes, but what are you going to do after that mistake? After you have that argument with your mom or your dad? After that you said you did this to your sibling? After maybe you cheated on the test when you're not supposed to, but you're on Zoom so no one else is looking? Oh, subhanAllah. I just took it there, guys. Sorry, guys. I just took it. Oh, this guy's not smart. You need to talk to some other people here. They will let you know how to cheat on Zoom. Okay? So how do you do that after you do certain things? Maybe watched a video, watched some images, was scrolling on TikTok for a little bit too long, and saw this image and saw that and just get lost. How do you go back? A friend, whatever that is, right? So how are you going to do that, right? But the Prophet said what makes the difference of the person is that they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, we have to understand us by our nature as being human beings. We're not angels that we are going to what? End up having falling to faults. Even though you're up there, you're like, hold on, I'm a perfectionist. Like, if I do something wrong, it just gets me down, right? I'm going to punch the wall. I can't believe I did this wrong, etc. That's good to be a perfectionist, mashallah. But understand, know that knowing that errors are going to come, and that's just the nature of us as beings, okay? So that's who we are. Next thing is that since we know our nature of ourselves, we got to know the other side, and that is the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known for more than any other characteristic, what do you think? We got mercy, what else? This young boy over here. What's characteristic do you think Allah is known for the most? Loving. Forgiving. Trustworthy. Kind. Being sorry. Not in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being sorry. No, maybe that. Maybe we need to be sorry for the stuff we did. So he said, we have Sister Fatima, mashallah. She said, you know, mercy, forgiving, etc. Let me tell you this. There's certain characteristics. Let's say happy. I'm happy. Do I need someone else around me to be happy? I go in my room and say, I'm just happy. Why? I did good on my exam. Or you know what? I'm just feeling it was a good day today. Right? You can be happy. You don't need something else. But in terms of mercy, can you be mercy without anything else around you? Can you be a helpful person without someone around you? Someone says, I'm helpful. You ask them, how are you helpful? Oh, no, I'm just a helpful person. I'm polite. How are you polite? I'm just polite. Are you merciful? How are you merciful? You need something else to show that mercy. And one thing you guys all said, that one predominant attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known for is what? Rahmah, forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs what?
Forgiveness.
No, he doesn't need forgiveness, but he needs... He needs to give forgiveness to what? Another object. And what is that other object? Us as humans. And so therefore, we are made, for one of the reasons why our purpose, why Allah made us, is that Allah could show His rahmah to us, His mercy, right? Or else, there's nothing else Allah can show mercy for. Maybe to the animals and so forth, maybe the jinn, etc. But that is the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what? That he has this nature of being what? Merciful. So he's looking for something to show that mercy to. Because Allah is the most merciful. And guess what we fit in? We make mistakes. So it's a perfect what? Combination. You have individuals that make mistakes and you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves giving mercy. Hey, that's perfect. Right? But what's in the between there? Oh, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Because what's between there is what we're going to talk about tonight. How do we make that connection? So I'm going to talk about a couple things here. And the way that I'm going to break it down, and you guys could tell me something, that there is, I believe there's about three states or categories that people fall into when they do something wrong. When they commit a sin, they make a mistake, they do something wrong, I believe there's three categories that people fall into. I want you guys to help me out. Since you guys came all the way to the Mustard tonight, and you guys, you know, battling the cold, and you know, and alhamdulillah, you're sitting here so patiently. May Allah bless you for that. Alhamdulillah, we have... You always, yeah, alhamdulillah, we appreciate the random walks right in front of the speech, but that's good, alhamdulillah, that's all part of it. It's all good, it's all good. It makes it more interesting, actually. Appreciate you being here. May Allah bless you and your parents, inshallah ta'ala. I mean, so one of the things, the characteristics, that one of the categories that people could fall into is people, when they do sin, they normalize it. They justify it. Do you guys think there's people that do that? That when they do something wrong, well, you know what, he deserved it. I cheated on the exam, but you know what, everyone kind of does that. And the teacher really doesn't say anything. I think the teacher kind of knows, but she didn't say anything. So I just asked my friend next to me. Everyone argues with their parents. I mean, come on, my mom just doesn't understand. I mean, so long, it's the same issue over and over again. We get in the same argument, but you know what, I think she's just old school. I mean, that's it. I think I'm justified in what I said, and I think that she needs to understand my point of view. Or you watch this video. Well, you know, it's on TikTok, you know, okay, that's only one video, whatever. And then you scroll, like, well, there's tons of these videos. Everyone watches it. It's like, we're American. That's just what the society is. That's how people are dressed. People are doing this. I mean, big deal, if you will. How would you advise somebody that does something like that? Because this person is justifying. So do you think they want to make repentance? They're not even thinking about that. They're just thinking like it's normal. When people do stuff like that, big deal, and they carry on. What would you say to that person, Sister Nadia? You could say to them. Yeah, that's true.
Why do you
call it
sister?
We'll go over that later on. Sister in Islam. Oh, that's a good one. We'll go over the whole time. Program for that, inshallah. This is you guys should really be here tonight. We're having an all-star night tonight. Those are at home. I didn't come. There is these brothers in the front here, mashallah. We're going to do a talent show with them next week, probably. Sister Nadia, who's not my real sister, we don't have the same mother and father. We could call her friend Nadia. Friend Nadia, what would you say to somebody that justifies their sin? If it's a sin, to reevaluate it, to take another look at it. How does reevaluate? To look over, analyze it, if you will. How about Amir, right? The girls on that side, because they like that side. I'll say that. They like it. Yeah, front row seat, mashallah. Yeah, they don't have to be in the back, inshallah. But going back to the question we're talking about here, is that Sister Fatima, since you got called out right there for being right there, not sitting in the back, is that how would you advise somebody that justifies it? Say, dude, everyone watches this stuff. Everyone listens to that type of music. Everyone watches the radar movies. Those images... It's quite common, big deal. Like, just, I'm cool. Guys, one person's talking, guys. One person. Okay, so she throws that question. She's pretty smart, mashallah. She's from the yearbook club, so she knows. Oh, that is a problem. But anyhow, so what, sorry? Ask them if they want to have that weight on them on the Day of Judgment. Oh, that, she took it serious there. She took it really serious. Okay, anyhow. So one thing that we can do is that when people justify, what the problem is the main issue of that is a problem here in the chest, and that is the heart. If the heart is not conscious, the program tonight is how to go back to Allah or how to come back to faith when you make mistakes. That's implying that somebody wants to go back. Someone realizes that they did something wrong. That's implied in the title. But what I'm trying to say, there's some people that are not even there yet. They might do something wrong and they say, well, I might need to go back far. I think I'm going straight. I think I'm doing fine. And I think, and my answer to that is there's a problem right here in the chest, is the heart. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when someone does something wrong, that first video that they stroll up on TikTok and they see, that first song that they listened to that talked about this and that, the first time they looked around and they asked their friend, what's the answer for this? Or they're on Zoom and they have their book open and they're cheating, or that first argument they have with their mom and their dad, and they end up saying something like, whoa. But they do it a second time, guess what happens? A third, fourth times, it gets normalized. So the Prophet said, when somebody commits a sin, a black dot, a nukta sauda, a black dot is stamped on the heart of that person. If they stop that sin, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabb, I did something wrong. I don't know why I said this to my mom. I said this to my dad. Why I saw this image, right? Whatever the case may be. And they ask for forgiveness, then that forgiveness will come and wash that black dot off the heart, like a Clorox wipe taking out COVID-19 on a door handle. Oh, wow. Wait, one second. Let's say there's a brother back here, this brother over here. What did you have? Raising your hand? We're going to go over that. Yeah, if you go back to that sin again, we're going to go over that, inshallah ta'ala. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, how do you make tawbah? We're going to get to that too, inshallah ta'ala. It's going to be towards the end after we get through these categories. We are going to talk a lot today. So one thing is that, the Prophet says that a sin, that black dot goes on the heart, and if they make repentance, they ask Allah to forgive them, then it gets wiped out. But if they don't, they justify it. My dad just doesn't understand. That's just him. He's old school. This is the stuff that people watch. It's everyone does it. Look at that. Half the videos on Instagram, on YouTube, are this, for example. Big deal. The Prophet says that black dot will spread. You don't even need another sin, but that same black dot will spread over the heart. And it will cover all of it, right? Until it covers the heart. And when we talked about having a heart that's lively, that knows that it's maybe doing something wrong, but if it's covered and it's not feeling anything, the words of the Quran are coming, this is coming, the prayer is coming, etc. The reminders of Allah is coming, it's not going to penetrate the heart at all. So that's one thing that we have to watch out, is making sure that, a sister, I think Sanadio mentioned, is to evaluate that. To make sure you're not justifying something you did wrong, and to think over. And if not, ask someone else. If you have a good friend, hey, I just said this to my mom. I said this, I watched this video. Or it could be that you have really bad friends around you, and they're going to say, yeah, keep on watching those videos. That's cool. I'm the one that sent it to you, right? And that could be another problem, right? So one thing is, watch out for those people that might be in this category. Go ahead. There you go. You watch a haram movie. Yeah, it's only one time. And then you end up watching 15 haram movies. Oh, stop. He said, do you know how bad Allah will be with you if that happens? Yes. That, but Allah is loving too. So that's one thing we're going to get back to. Let me continue, guys. We'll have some of the questions at the end, inshallah ta'ala. Next thing that we could do is that, how can, somebody might be in a category where they say, how can Allah forgive me if I keep on going back to that wrong over and over again? I think, I don't know, it was Brother Ibrahim's question, right? I said, I'm not going to go on that website again. I find myself on that website. I'm not going to open up the TikTok app. I deleted it and I installed it back on, right? And I'm watching this. I'm not going to cheat on the test. I did this. I'm not going to argue with my mom again. I'm not going to say that word I said to my brother or my sister. But I end up going back and I called them that again, right? And so like, oh man, I can't get over this. And you feel like, what? You're being hypocritical. Because then you go ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me this, even though I did it last week and 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago. And so what happens? You end up feeling that this is a game. I'm playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you don't want to get to that state. So one thing is that, what can you do? I'm asking you guys once again. If you know somebody that does a sin and they're like, I keep on falling into the same thing again. I made a game plan. I'm not going to watch that stuff. I'm not going to listen to that. But they fall back into that. What can you advise that person? Fasting? So to fast, inshallah, that will cleanse you out, maybe get those desires out. Okay. Take baby steps. So what do you mean? Like walk slower? Okay. So gradually try to cut that out. Do something that take your mind off of it, if you will, right? I know people that get caught up on watching certain things on their phone. They put their phone out in a certain area. They don't go and touch it, where their family could see it, if you will. Ask for forgiveness. Okay, good. So you tell that person, ask for forgiveness. That's a good thing. Make dua, ask Allah, Allah, help me so I don't go back to that. Help remind me. Make me strong so I don't go back on that website. That I don't go back to that app again. I don't go back to cheating or whatever the case may be. And one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zumar, He says, O my servant, ya qul ya ibadi. O those, my servants, those who worship me, O you Muslims, if you will, right? That have transgressed or sinned, if you will. Do not despair of my mercy. You went back 300 times already. You did the same sin again. This is your 100th and 500th argument with your parents. That's going to happen, unfortunately, right? But do not despair of forgiving, asking Allah to forgive you again. And to, as the brother mentioned, mashallah, probably the best thing he said all night, is to ask Allah to prevent me from going back to that again. And you have to believe in that. Don't say, okay, I'm going to ask Allah to prevent me to go back, but I don't know. What's different? What's going to happen? But the thing is that you have to believe in that, inshallah ta'ala. Another thing is a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're saying, once again, the person that were in these categories, they keep on doing so many sins, how can I go back again? It's like I'm playing with Allah. Like every time I go back, it's like it's a game. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith Qudsi, was a hadith what Allah inspired him to say that. Allah says this. So what did Allah say? Allah says, O humans, all of you guys, right? If you call about me, إِذَا دَرَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي, if you make dua to me, okay? That's first condition. Second condition, رَجَا. And you have hope in me, I will forgive you for your sins and وَلَا أُبَالِي. And I wouldn't care. I wouldn't mind it, if you will. Okay. And then the Prophet says, Allah says that if you came to me with sins from the earth up to the sky, now that's a lot of sins, up to the clouds in the sky, I shall forgive you. And I would not mind. Like it doesn't like bother me that, oh my gosh, now it's 15 sins. I don't have enough rahmah for 15. Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 15 will knock out, 1,500, 15 million, doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is much more expansive. And then the Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you come to me with sins as nearly as great of the earth, that's a lot of sins. That's someone who went through a lot of stuff in their life, right? Not associating any partners with me, only worshiping me. During that whole time that you've been sinning, I would come with you with forgiveness nearly as great. I will come with a truck, the whole earth full of sins. I'll come with all another earth full of forgiveness and just squash that. But the whole condition is what? Those who what? Da'utani wa ja'utani. Those who make dua and hope. That's a key word, raja in Arabic. A lot of people hope in Allah that Allah is going to answer your dua. That I trust Allah is going to forgive me. A lot of us, we all know, we make dua, especially in Ramadan. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah, get me into this college. You're like, I know my grades. I'm not going to get that college. Right? oh Allah, forgive me, but I know like the worst sin is to say things back to your parents, and I've done that like 1,500 times. Okay, Allah, forgive me for it. And you do it without yaqeen, without certain certainty in the heart that Allah will forgive you. That hope is kind of gone. You make the dua, but the hope is like, yeah, I will probably maybe do it or not. I don't know if I'm worthy of it. And that's the problem. You have to have that confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. So those in that category, inshallah, we're going to get to the questions after, guys. We're going to get after we have the questions. That if you keep on doing that sin, you fall in that category where you continue falling over and over, and you find yourself on these websites, you find yourself in relations, you keep on chatting with this boy, we keep on chatting with that girl, and you said we're going to stop, and that keeps on going on, then I keep on, I've been cheating since fourth grade. I can't get over it, right? But you, like I said, but you have that hope that inshallah will forgive me. And of course, لا يسيروا على ما فعلوا. You don't go back to that sin. You try to, honestly, try to go back, don't go back to that sin. Oh Allah, forgive me for not praying Fajr. Okay, brother, did you try to wake up? Yeah, it's hard, it's tough. Okay, did you put alarm? I tried a couple times, but now I don't do it anymore because it doesn't work. Did you put two alarms? Did you have your mom come wake you up? Did you have your friend come and call you? Did you put a bucket of water that falls on your head when it hits 5 a.m.? I mean, you have to put something. You got to say, oh, well, that's just the way it goes. Oh, that's my mom. She's old school. That's, you know what? Allah, you know her. She's stubborn. That doesn't work, right? So like I said, you can make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, but at the same time, is that you have to make sure that it is sincere. Sincere meaning that you're also, on your side, you're trying to improve the condition. We're going to get to the questions after, inshallah. Okay, guys? All right. Is it haram to talk to girls? There's some brothers here that are specialists in that. They can maybe go over that later on. Inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue that later on. All right. There's another category. This is my last category, guys. I'm going to open up some questions. There's a category of people that they know they did something wrong. And they believe in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they feel like, you know what? How am I going to stand on that prayer rug and pray Maghrib when I just had like an hour argument with my mom? When I just finished watching, scrolling through TikTok for the last 30 minutes, watching the things that my eyes shouldn't be watching. And then now it's Maghrib time. Oh, yeah, let me go make wudu in this. Allahu Akbar. I'm unholy. I'm unclean. I'm not suitable for this moment right now. I know what I was doing just a while ago. And so people feel like they're not pure, they're not religious enough at that time to go ahead and start, hey, let me just start making dua. Oh, I'll start praying to Allah. I'm trying to be a goody two-shoes, trying to be a good Muslim now when I know what I was doing last 30 minutes ago. Do you guys think there's people out there like that? That's a serious thing. Because they believe in Allah. They know they should make it, but they're like, I'm not in the mood to do it, if you will, right? That prayer rug is like, you know, my foot should not be touching that because I know what I was doing in the last hour or so. How would you advise that person? Alhamdulillah, we're blessed to have our former MYG president here tonight, Sister Nazneen, Allahu Akbar. Wow, it's amazing. I don't know how many electoral college votes she got when she was president, but I don't know if Nevada really, you know, voted for her or not, or Arizona, but she was the president for the last 2 years. We never really officially counted the votes, but mashallah, she's here. Sister Nazneen, how would you advise somebody that says, yeah, I know Allah will forgive me, but I mean like, I can't do that right now. You know, look what my eyes have been watching for the last couple hours, right? What would you say to a person like that? Oh, we got a mic, Allah. Well, we're professional tonight.
Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Wa alaikum salam.
Hi.
Guys.
Okay. So I tend to see a lot of this thing on social media where it says, if you let go of something that is so loved to you for the sake of Allah, I don't know. Something about it, but like, if you let go of something for the sake of Allah, you get like the most hasanat for it, and you'll be rewarded a lot in the life after. So, I mean, just imagine, like, you let go of something you love so much, like, it's probably a bad thing, right? For the sake of Allah, like, every time, like, it hurts your heart when you let go of something you love. Every time you think about it, then obviously you're going to think, I did it for the sake of Allah. Isn't that, like, amazing?
Very good. So that's good, mashallah, that's good, you know, to leave something for that purpose, even though you loved it. I think Brother Khalid wants to add something. I don't know, could you get the, as we Clorox wipe it down as it comes our way? I think if you rub it really fast, it kills all the germs.
All right, assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, salam, Brother Khalid.
So I just wanted to add something to that point. It was a very good point. It reminded me of an ayah in the Quran. I don't remember the whole ayah, but I think it starts with وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, right? And then the rest of the ayah is also says, and maybe you hate something but it's good for you, and you may love something but it is bad for you.
Right.
So it talks about that perfectly, you know. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what is right for everyone, what is right for everyone's specific journey, and you know, you just gotta put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dua really does go far. Like, honestly, it goes far. You know, like, I've gone really far in my life, alhamdulillah, with dua. You know, things that I tell normal people, non-Muslims, like, you know, I started this way, and now, alhamdulillah, I'm here to, like, wait, how the heck did you, like, did you accomplish that?
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, honestly, it's all through dua and trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan.
Good, mashallah, that's awesome. Very, thank you for sharing that. How many people here ever done something wrong? Don't tell me what you did wrong. And then Salah, and you prayed, and then that made you, like, something sparked that made you improve that situation. Has it happened to anyone before? We have some hands here. Where, like, for example, you might have an argument with somebody, and you're like, oh God, I'm not going to apologize. They deserve it. And then you pray, and you're like, oh, well, I need to have to go apologize. Oh my God, I'm so wrong. You just flip. Because either the salah, something happened, you know, the sujood, putting your head on the floor, and then you go back and say, no, sorry, mom, no, I shouldn't have said that. So, but before you're like, no, I'm going to wait for tomorrow to do it, or I'm going to wait 2 days, and no, that person does it. And that just automatically, like, it has like a magic effect on it. And that is salah, right? Or that is the dua. And as the Prophet ﷺ said, if you do something wrong, اتبع السيئة الحسنة يمحوها. The Prophet said that if you do a wrong, follow it up with a good deed, it'll wipe it out. A lot of people have this question. If the angels write down a sin on the shoulder, is it, that's it, it's done? Something we said, no. That is available for what? For it to get erased out. How can it get erased out? We just said it right now. The Prophet said, if you do a sin, follow it up with a good deed, it will wipe it out. Right? You said something wrong to your parents. Maybe you cheated on the exam. Maybe you watched something you shouldn't have watched. Right? Go online, donate $5. Right? You go to your mom. Hey, I'm gonna do the dishes tonight. But you never do the dishes. I'm gonna do the dishes tonight. Right? Or something else you do. Right? You call up somebody. You say a good word to somebody. You pray. You read a page of Quran. Whatever it is, follow up, if you will. So here you have the essence. What is the Prophet I'm trying to say? That if you do something wrong, then immediately do something good. And one thing that the Prophet ﷺ said about salah, he said, if any of you had a river in front of your door, and that person would walk into that river 5 times a day, you think they'll have any dirt on them? The Sahaba said, of course not. And he said, that is the example of the 5 daily prayers. Allah will blot out the evil deeds that somebody does. So one thing we have to understand, one thing I want you guys to understand is that salah, even though I did something wrong, I can't believe I was watching this, I was just listening to this music for the last 2 hours, and now I'm going to read Quran and pretend I'm such a good Muslim. That is what that prayer rug is there for. That's what the salah is there. It's a cleaning. The salah itself is thinking of as a washing, if you will, right? Coming to the masjid. The masjid is not just for those people who are super religious. It's those people who have issues. They come in, it's like a hospital. If someone's bleeding and they stand out of the hospital door and they're like, I don't want to go in, I'm not for that hospital. And bleeding the whole time. What are you doing? Go in the hospital. Let the doctors help you. No, no, no. It's not good enough. I've been bleeding for so long. They're probably tired of me. They probably don't have enough Band-Aids. Man, get your butt in the hospital. Let them take care of you. And that's the same thing. If you do something wrong, get on that prayer rug and knock it out. Get in that building when it's open, inshallah ta'ala, and go ahead and start praying. Put your hands up and make that dua, if you will. Now, one thing, something very beautiful, and I'll credit to my wife. She just told me this before I was coming over here. She said she's reading a book and said something very, very beautiful. Where she said that Jahannam and Jannah were both created for sinners. Jahannam and Jannah was both created for sinners. But Jahannam is for those who don't repent and are ignorant and don't make that forgiveness to Allah. And Jannah is what? For those who actually go back and ask Allah for forgiveness. Everybody that's in Jannah, that will go into Jannah, at one time did something wrong. 100%. Whether that is multiple on that spectrum of wrongdoings they did, if you will, across the board. But everyone in Jannah, inshallah, ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us ashabul Jannah, ameen, ya rabbil alameen. But everybody that's walking there on that land, on that paradise, on that beautiful soil, and seeing their palaces and rejoicing at one time, if not multiple times, have committed multiple sins. But what was the difference? Is that they, ones that went back and repented to Allah, or changed their way. But they were all sinners at one time. That should give us a lot of hope, inshallah ta'ala. Then inshallah ta'ala, we will be able to come back to sin if we do something wrong. I don't feel like I'm not too holy. I feel pure, that I can't go to the prayer rug right now. I just had this yelling match for the last hour. No, that is what that prayer is for. That is what that dua is for. It's to help you purify yourself as water purifies dirt. As we went over the example here. Sister Fatima, you have something? So she's saying ghusl, a shower, or making wudu, and that's it's a washing, right? It's almost like you're physically washing the sin. And that's actually from a hadith. The Prophet said that the sin from the eyes get washed out, the sin from the fingers get washed out when you make wudu, the sins from the face, the ears, feet, all get out every time. That's what the Prophet was saying. Like, you know, as if someone had a river five times, they'll jump in it. Would they have any dirt on them? They said no, they'll have no sin on them. So that means that if you go into that river, that person had to have dirt on them. They mean what? They had to have sin before they jumped in of that salah. So that is like the prerequisite, right? That person has that, if you will. So that's one thing, inshallah ta'ala. Last thing I want to go over before I get to your questions is somebody was asking, how do we make repentance? Okay, how do we make repentance? Number one, if you do something wrong, the scholar said that you should have remorse. Call that nadam. Remorse for what you did. Remember the first category of people we mentioned was what? People that don't think they did something wrong, they justify it. But the Prophet, in the hadith, the Prophet said, "Atoba and nadam," that repentance is feeling bad, is feeling remorse, feeling like you did something wrong. So you should have that remorse, I did something wrong. Number two, that you raise your hands up and say, "Oh Allah, forgive me. I yelled at this my parents. I watched this video. I did this, I did that." You talk to Allah. That's another thing I want to actually bring up with all of you guys. Is talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if like you guys all talk to your friends, if you will. Of course, with respect, etc. But ask Allah, "Allah subhanahu, you know what I did, and I'm so sorry that I did. Allah subhanahu, please forgive me. Help me not go back to that sin." And number three is not to try to go back to that sin. If not, do something good in replace of it. The fourth one the scholars mentioned, we'll end on this, is that if you do a sin that affects somebody, okay, you take someone's wallet, "Allah, forgive me," and then you walk off with the wallet. It doesn't work. Okay, you have to go back and give that person that wallet. Or if you insult that person, "Yeah, you know what? It was on Eid day, and I said this right at the dinner table in front of you, and I, you know, whatever, in front of everybody, I said this," or whatever the case may be, then you need to go to that person and say, "I apologize for saying this." Or, the scholar said, is to praise that person now in a group. Just how you insulted that person in a group, if you will. And so therefore you have to, inshallah ta'ala, have that connection back to that person. And they said if you know that person might not respect your apology, they might shun you away, they might not appreciate it, maybe they think that, oh, look, you're trying to be better than me, then do a good act, and then ask Allah to have that go in their account. So for example, you insult somebody, you do something to somebody, and that person like, ah, I don't like you, they never want to see you, they're always trying to avoid you. Then maybe I read a page of Quran and say, oh Allah, let this reward go in that person's account. Or Allah, let this $10 go in that person's account that I donated to the masjid. So you do a deed and then you ask Allah to put it in that person's account, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the path to making tawbah, inshallah, the categories of what people are in. What was the first category we said? People that justify their sin. We went over that. That talking about the heart has blackness that goes over it. Second category is the one that keeps on going over it, right? And the third one is feel like they're too clean, they don't feel clean enough, they don't feel religious enough after committing a sin to go back on that prayer rug to pray or to make dua, inshallah ta'ala. So we have some hands that are about to fly off here because they have questions. Go ahead. Zilzal. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Very good question. So he's saying that man ya'mal sharan yara. Whoever sees a shar, whoever does a shar or evil, they will see it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And whoever does a good, then they'll see it. So he's asking, what's the point of asking for forgiveness if you're going to see that sin? Well, that is what repentance is about. Remember you said that if you do a good deed, it wipes out your sin. So guess what? I won't be there on the count on the Day of Judgment. It won't show up on the record, if you will. So, and if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, then get what? Allah wipes it out. So there are no more, and the angels wipe that out in the count. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, that doesn't show up anymore. Okay, let's see what your comment is. Yeah. Oh, no. What type of people are this that don't work hard to get into that college? So he's saying that if you make dua, Allah guarantee the college, but you don't work hard, then guess what? You're not being sincere. You don't have ikhlas in that dua. Well, Allah help me now have this argument back with my parents again. But you yourself are not trying to avoid that argument. Maybe you don't leave the room when that comes up, or maybe you don't try to stay quiet, but you go back to it, then, like I said, you have to put some effort in there. It has to go both ways. We kind of went over that earlier. Allahu Akbar. You should probably give the lecture next time, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe we'll have you do it, inshallah ta'ala. Make sure you can prepare. Oh, okay. I don't know how that's connected, but yes. Okay. All right. Before we guys go, you guys were great participants. Alhamdulillah. Sister Ikra, you didn't get to participate. Maybe next time, inshallah ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, we appreciate it. Brother Hassan, yeah, he was off very quiet. Sorry? She said she wants to participate now. Maybe this is an entertainment session. You want? Oh, she could crack you. I don't know. We'll see how good they are. Hassan, Brother Hassan. That's a great question. So he said that since we're asking, we're made for forgiveness, that we ask for forgiveness, should we have the thought that inshallah we'll go to Jannah because of this, if you will? One thing the Prophet ﷺ, as being how great the Prophet ﷺ was and committing no sins, obviously the prophets don't commit sins, and how much he prayed. One thing he said that if my one foot was into Jannah, my other one was, I would be afraid that my other foot would not go in. And no one gets into Jannah except through Allah's mercy, not necessarily by your... Yes, our deeds is what shows Allah that we've tried. So inshallah, Allah will give us that mercy. It's like a teacher. those that show up to the office hour, even though you're a bad student, you're getting like a C in the class, but you show up to the office hours and the teacher sees that you're trying to ask questions and you're striving and you're trying to do extra problems, then the teacher might say, you know what, I'll pass you. I know, like, you know, you're putting in the effort, if you will. So from the teacher's what? Mercy, right? Then he says that, you know what, you're a hardworking student, etc. You might not be the sharpest tool in the shed, as they say, but alhamdulillah, you're doing good. So same thing here. Our deeds and our forgiveness, that Allah says, I've seen you, you did wrong, but you turned to me and you tried not to do that sin again. Even though your good deeds might be this big or that big, whatever the case may be, inshallah ta'ala will get placed into Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that those who believe and perform good deeds, 100% you will be entered into Jannah. As Muslims, we have that guarantee that those who believe and do good works, but of course your works are still out there, are still open. You have to fulfill that before we get into the grave. So if you do that, inshallah ta'ala, you will fulfill that. That's a good question. Alhamdulillah, I think we're at the end of the program here. I think we have announcements or something. I know you guys were talking before. I don't know something what's going on. Oh, clean them, mashallah. I think we're going to get to the hot chocolate, inshallah ta'ala, afterwards. Inshallah. I think Sister Nadia. Okay. So our president, Sister Fatima, I'll hold down the button. She's going to get this down. Oh, you say Bismillah works, I think. Oh, there you go. I'll do it. Oh, you're on. Yeah, put it really close to your mouth.
Okay, assalamu alaikum, everyone. If you want Starbucks, if you want a hot chocolate, Starbucks is over there, but we're not providing that.
Mashallah.
For tonight. So I just want to say thank you all for coming, and you boys did really great today. So sorry. Thank you for participating as well. If you like these events, which I hope you do, you should keep coming every Friday and sometimes Saturdays because we have those. Stay updated on Instagram. I mean, not the little boys, but MRGISOC. And I hope you guys learned a lot. And I hope you guys come back next week, inshallah.
What are we doing next week?
Next week, we're having a program about drugs. I mean, like, not about drugs, about how not to do drugs. We're advocating against
prescription. It, in case that wasn't clear. Only prescription, guys.
Yes. And then we substance have, abuse. We also have a hiking outing coming up, so that'll be really, really fun. It's going to be at the beach. Yeah, so we have a lot of exciting stuff planned. Tell your friends, tell your family, bring a lot of people, because it's going to be great.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So what, and something else?
I couldn't tell you, but it's going to be really fun. Oh. And you'll get a lot of exercise.
Wallahu akbar.
That's better than I've ever done. Good job. Mashallah.
Inshallah, we're going to end with a dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya kareem, ya rahman, ya raheem. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we beg for your mercy, ya rahman, ya raheem. Help us, prevent us from falling into sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us from not returning back to the sin, ya rahman, ya raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthen our iman and our taqwa. We ask you to forgive our parents and our guardians and our families, members for their wrongdoing, ya Rahman ya Rahim. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless our country with righteous leadership. Bless the Muslim Ummah wherever they may be, if they're suffering, ya Rahman ya Rahim. To strengthen them, to feed them and protect them from the oppression. Subhana rabbika rabbi izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Barakallahu feek. May Allah bless you guys. We'll see you guys next Friday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.